Rabbi, shalom aleichem, welcome. I hope you're enjoying your Bukhadish of freedom. I don't know how long these things last, if it's for 4 weeks or for 8 weeks, but whatever it is, you should enjoy it. I must tell you that on a serious note, I cannot begin to imagine the roshim that these things make in Himmel. By a scene we say Uni Amailam Bahaima Mailam, Uni Rutsim Bahaim Rutsim. We're going to talk about the Yingalat that run to Besmedesh twice a week for Shirim. We're not going to talk about the other ones. It's a Moir de Kazakh. It's a, you know, I always tell the Bukharim that on off time, when you're not supposed to be anywhere, when nobody's standing over you, if you take a recife and learn, what that does is that affirms everything that you do all year. About the whole year you have to learn. About the whole year we run out of the house by Mincha Maariv. It's the best thing that was created. Can't help, you gotta run out of Mincha Maariv. Shachris, you know, Vuzdishtib Vax, the Tfilas Veren Lenge. But summer, when we don't have those obligations, and we go to Besmedrish, and we go to Shirim, and we go to Minyan, there's nobody watching us, nobody standing over us. If you do show up, if you don't show up, who's gonna tell you something? Kind of got to go in the Shulchan. So this really, this affirms everything that we do all year. This is like a signature on a check. You can have a $1 million check. If there's no signature, it's as good as shved. You come to Shirim when you're not, when there's no chiv, when there's no obligation. That is mamash a unirutzim v'heim rutzim. The topic, raising teenagers 101. The Gemara zok ein adoyme mishshoyne. The only thing I could tell myself, I got a chazer at 101 times when I deal with teenagers, when I deal with my own kinderlich and the talmidim, and I just have to say it over and over again, they are teenagers. And teenagers are meant to be teenagers. There was one of the Gedoyli Yisroel, Rabbi Yankel Orenstein, he was Rosh Hashiva and Neitre, so he once said if he would be writing the Uruch, he would write on Buche, Pshat is Min Chai Hador Bi Yeshiva. So that would be his definition on Bucha. Because Be'emes, a teenage boy, a teenage girl, are temporarily brain dead. The ones that are Nebuch on the streets, and the ones that are in yeshiva. Now, sometimes I wonder which ones are more brain dead. Avrumi will tell you about it. Our Menal pushes the Bucha and Masifta to learn Shivus of Thomas Ritzifus. Yes, that's up. Yes, Ritzifus, not Ritzifus. So Saidi Yeshiva finishes 12:30, then they do 7 hours of Ritzifus. So sitting on one place for 7 hours. So my take on that is always, the Buch is Beitzim HaMashigana. Like, why are you sitting for 7 hours in one place? For what? But that is the Meshigas of a Buch. So if you can channel a teenager's Meshigas in the right ways, then you've made it. It means they are going to do crazy things. The roller coasters, the thrills, the joy, you know, the daredeviling. I'll run across the tracks. But if you think about it, that is because they are not fully developed in their brain. And there are certain chemicals, but there are certain chemicals that are driving them to do certain things. That's why you ask a 40-year-old, you want to do the... That big thing in Great Adventure, he's going to tell you, I've been there, done that 20 years ago, I'm not going anywhere close. I was a geshein. Because there are certain chemicals in your body that, berabba sayumim, they calm down. So, be'etzim, we have to understand that the teenagers are basically temporarily, as I call them, their brains are in frozen mode, and we hope that they thaw out eventually. I'm talking the best of the best. I'm talking now, get the bukhrim, get the maidlich. And eventually we hope that they thaw. I try to compare it to a airplane coming into a landing. A plane comes into JFK to Newark, and there isn't an open landing strip. So what do? They just circle and circle and circle. What's the concept of circling? Just don't crash. Until there's a strip that opens up, and then the plane lands. I look at teenagers, just you gotta keep them circling. Gotta keep them going, keep them occupied, just do things with them. So the chteen, so a matzav. And then eventually when they settle, some of them settle by 20, some of them by 35, some of them by 45. You know, teenagers is not as age, it's the frame of mind. Teenage is a frame of mind. So that is really the tamtzes of teenagers. To speak about, to give tips to people, so emes ha-shver ezach. First of all, me and Noichi to give you tips. There's no two shtiba that are alike. There are no kinda that are alike. There are no two zmanim that are alike. I tell Rabbeim, when 25 kids walk into the classroom in the morning, the 25 kids that are walking in, they're not the same 25 kids that they were yesterday. And they're not the same 25 children that they're going to be tomorrow. You have to figure it out. At 9 o'clock is not 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is not 11 o'clock. Be'etzim ha'piderech ha'tevi, you can't figure this out. There's one thing that we can do. Chzugas alamul, chzugas samir, is tefillah, tefillah, and nochamul tefillah. The tata, the mama, you have to bait them, bait them, bait them. Vifil and bait is kaimon lishganik. It's kaimon lishganik. I've told over the story. Kama p'umam, a yid came to the stiplers chayin levrucha. And he asked him something, you know, Rabbi, I need a skill out, slocha for kinder, the stipler, get the kinder, the stipler, gun, got very upset at him. He said, I see that you are an Americana, he used the Ozdrik. He says, there's one thing, this tefillah. He said, there isn't a day that doesn't pass by that I don't forget tren machaim, because of aksanel chayida tamat chuchen. And Reb Chaim at that point was still close to 50. And the stipler didn't stop being mispal. So them it's asa shver, it's mistuma from the shverst and noisome to speak about. But ma'af matziata deshmai that we will touch on some topics and we will be able to leave the oilam with a few gedanken that should be able to beglite them when they go home and they sit down with their teenage kinderlich. I was driving upstate, I think it was yesterday, and I had my yankel in the car. I don't know who knows my yankel. My uncle is a brilliant 26-year-old, and if the music Vinchen Kainemish, that any child should ever give you a run of them, a run for your money like my uncle did. But Lamasa, he Baruch Hashem, he's settling. He's brilliant. He's really, if I tell you, he's brilliant. Theory of relativity. He reads when he's bored. I have no idea what he's talking about, but that's what he does. He's in Stony Brook. He's going for his doctorate. I said, so I'm sitting with him in the car. I'm Yankala. We're supposed to speak tomorrow. Any tips? You know, if anybody could give me tips, you know, he should be able to give me tips. Any tips? Says, yeah, tell the parents to throw them out of the house before they become teenagers. He says, you can't deal with them. But at some teenagers, that is the mitzvah of teenagers. Having said that, imagine if I walk into a room and I tell you I have a great business deal for you. I have a 33% partnership in Warren Buffett's $72.3 billion. He says, it's like a geschäft. First of all, the mere offer is no, there was this bucher that was in Lakewood, and he said, you know, Matmigaret Moshe Reich was tocht the Wuzukste de Tzi. So he said, Matmigaret Moshe Reich was tocht, like, what's the clear? So what does he say? Oh, nobody mentioned it to him yet. I mean, it's, you know, it hasn't been mentioned. But let's say somebody comes over here and offers you a partnership in Warren Buffett's team. It's a chefze. Shloisha Shitfim Be'uda, Makudish Baruchi. There are three partners in a mensch. We become partners. We become a shlish partner with the Eibishter when we raise a child. There's a famous Zohar Kudish. The Zohar Kudish says that before a child is born, you know Chazal Zogin that the Malach takes the tippa to Kid Shabirichi. He asks him, Gibor, a chulish, chucham, a tippish, ushra. You need there's a Zohar Kudish that says that the Malach comes over and asks a child, who do you want your parents to be? And that's really a fascinating question because we have no say. Bas ployni leployni, bayis ployni leployni, mefrektens gunish. What's pshat? Whose parents, in which shtib do you want to be? Answer, I think, is very, very pushit. It's not so pushit, but it's a pushit to answer, and that really opens us up to that'll answer a lot of our questions, benagaya to our kinderlich. Yenevelt is an oilam oemus. Dot nezemus. There in a shum is not looking for the easy way out. Shum is not looking for the easy way out. He knows he has to get from point A to point B, and he's not looking for the most comfortable ride. He needs the ride that's going to get him to his tikkun. He needs the ride, he needs the mahaluch that he will come to his shlaimus. You ask in a shum of Yenevelt, macht sich a cheshbin. Where will my chasroinus and my flaws float up? Where will they be noticeable? I am going to that family, to that father and mother. L'digma, the mushal that I always use because that's the easiest mushal. Take a child growing up, in San Francisco, to a non-frum family, to a reform family, or a good modern Orthodox family. take that same child, put him into Flatbush, put him into any of our local yeshivas, they would mistum and not let him pass the front door with all the shenanigans or whatever he's involved in. But you can't come with all your things that you're coming with, what you want to do, what you're accustomed to. Over there you can get away with it. And there you could be a regular A student in a day school. A neshuma fasikim terup says, in which family will my flaws float up? And who is going to be the one that is going to be able to deal with me on the best oifen? Which father, which mother will know how to deal with me, will know how to nurture me, will know how to care for me, for my rochnis as well as my gashmis? And that is why the neshuma picked each and every father and mother. Kimtos, that from Himmel they gave us a shlichus to raise a child and to raise an ayidish yingle, ayidish meidel, and they gave us the shlichus, a mashbir noisoi, that you are going to do the shlichus. That means we are able to do the shlichus. We are alpi derech hateve and alpi hisnagas from Kitshi Berichi, we are able to do the shlichus. So we just have to see and understand that and not mess up on our shlichus. It's mistuma the shverste tkifis today in raising kinder. And I don't say that lightly, valach benish gai, finnev hindet yutzrik. Finnev hindet yutzrik, so the issue was anias, there was no panusa. And the mistuma had to be mezukt from programs and vilde goyim and the puritz. But more than that, you really, the next issue was dying of hunger. Vibes de gelofen. You ran out of the house, so you ran to the barn. You ran to your next door neighbor's house. What? You had access to nothing. You were born in a derfel. You lived in a derfel. And that's where you passed away. You raised your family. You could have lived there for 10 doiris. The tkifa that we are living in today is be'emes the shverste tkifa. And as the Gru says in Mishlei, kenanas al gabay anok, and he explains that when you have a precious cargo, the more precious the cargo or the parcel or the package is, the more responsible person you are going to send as your messenger. It means if I have to send a bag of clothing to someone, I'll call the car service and I'll give it to the patricana, to the amigo, I'll give him a $2 tip, and then take my kid needs his clothes in yeshiva, he left his clothes. If I have a diamond, if I have documents, if I have a deed to a multi-million dollar deal, I'm going to find a courier that is the most reliable and that has insurance and that I'm going to protect myself. Kim Tost, that this door, if we got the shlichus, Zuk the Gru, and he's talking about the door lifna Mashiach, if we got the shlichus, that means that we are in certain ways asach greater than previous doiris, because they did not get the nesyonis and the shlichus that we have. So if a person, sometimes you fall into abyssal yish, what do I do with my child? How do I deal with him? Koidem, baruch zech. From Himmel they felt that you could do it. The neshuma picked you. This door has the shlichus. We're not doing all that bad. We are doing a pretty decent job in raising kinderlich. The Buta Medrushim are filled. The yeshivas are full. The besyankivs are full. Yes, we have our issues. Father, we have our issues. So who doesn't have issues? Life is not a bed of roses. But Beitzim, for the most part, we're doing a very, very fine job. I find that the biggest pachet that parents have, they are so petrified of loylani a child becoming an OTD child that they're afraid to be mechanach a child. Moira mechanach tzana kind. Why? Because I'm going to tell him abisl tzi off the derech loylani. I'm going to tell him abisl tzi feel abisl tzi weiniger. What's going to happen? Am I going to lose him? Our biggest fear is we are petrified moira fin the gas, and we are afraid of what the fallout could be, that we're afraid to be mechanach. Don't be so afraid. We have the siyata d'shmaya. We have the bruchas from our uvis. We have the schis atzibur. We have the schis of the neshumas. So we have to remember that, and we have to bear that in mind. That it's taka shveret kifis, but mitzachayni daibisht ki lo yalman yisruel daibisht. And we have siyata d'shmaya if we taka have the proper intentions. There's a story told about a bucha that learned in Slobodka, a malta from Slobodka. And the bucha ended up leaving yeshiva and he went to Germany, and he went to gymnasium, that was, he went to school, and he took a yeshivische kapata gehat, a gitten kapata gehat, and he sailed through school with flying colors, and he made it in the mezukt leide, in the goyish professional world, and he dropped Yiddishkeit. He was passing by Slobodka once, and he passes by, let me go visit my alma mater, my chavayir, my rebbe. Comes in some altman for Slobodka, and as fakrochen from Yiddishkeit as he was, he had the cheretz for his rebbe, and he gives this altman for Slobodka shulam, and the altman from Slobodka gets right to the point. He tells him, Yankel, he says, what got to you that you dropped Yiddishkeit and you went to you became a Freie Reformer, so he answered his Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I was very impressed with the mannerism. He says, I was in Germany, I had to go for some medical reasons, and I asked a fellow on the street, how do I get to that location? Wie kommt man uns diesen Ort? And he told me, du machst da links, machst da rechts. And when he finished, he said, is war? Am I correct? Am I right? Like, I was very impressed. I asked the next guy another question. You know, could you help me? I don't understand what this really says. I was taking a transfer with a trolley. He asked me to say, he explained it to me. He says, is war? He said, I was so impressed with them that their mannerism, that they don't have an ego. So halten sich und schwind sich. They give you directions, they give you something, and then they ask you, am I correct? With the modesty, and it's not true. But for Steitzach, this bucha was not very taken by the Altof Slobodka's answer. And then, you know, he left. Fast forward many years, Lachemus Hitler comes to America. He meets a childhood friend, a bucha friend, that he learnt with in yeshiva. Rav Yitzchok Hutner, Zeichet Tzadik, Levrucha, Drosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin. And he comes into Rav Hutner, sits down and schmoozes with him, and Rav Hutner tells him, Yankel, what happened to your left arm? Nebuch, he was missing an arm. So Yankel, but then he was already a Frim Yid. He says, I was in the concentration camps, and one night the Germans, they were fashiket, and they needed some entertainment, and I was their entertainment, and they lo yalaini v'lo yalaichem chopped my hand off. And he went on to say, and after they chopped it off, they said, diesen haben Schmerzen, you have pain, isvari diesen haben Schmerzen. And he started crying. He said, had I listened to Rebbe, to the Alter von Slobodka. Rabbi say, b'chol doir v'doir, youth finds the street very fascinating, very glamorous, very glitzy, very enticing. Medaf hoffen that they don't come to their senses of a schweren Eufen 20, 30 years later to come back and to sich mechazek seine Yiddishkeit. So, what could we do? Lamaise, what could we do? There's a vote this week from Karen Ledovit. He says, Vayar Pinchas, Ben Aluza, Ben Ahan, Akoyen, Zukt in Srasha, that Rasha Zukt, what is this Vayar? Zukt in Srasha, and Rasha brings Chazal, Bedin Hisha Yitn Schuroi. Bedin Hisha, so yes, what's this Bedin Hisha Yitn Schuroi? What's the din? So he brings a Pusig in Tillim, David Amelach Zukma Oivai Techakmaini. We have to learn from the enemies. Whatever I want to do, if I'm going to strategize, I have to learn from the soin, I have to learn from the enemy, use his tachbilis, what he's using, and use it to my benefit. Pinchas saw Zimri as Gaul is developed Nachush Gezein. Die Mechitzev is the best. Die Mechitzev is the best. Who are you to go up against Moshe Nahan? So he took that lesson, Vayar. He said, if you are going to be a mechitziv, I am going to go with Aziz the Kedisha. Bedin isha yitl sechure ma'ivet tachakmeini, he says, Bedin, because he was just, it was ozgerechen, he took the enemy's ammunition and he used it for himself. What we have to do is we have to instill in our kinder Azaz the Kedisha. We have to instill in our kinder a Stolzkeit to be a Yid. You can't do that when the größer kinder, but after unheimen as a kleiner kinder. But you start whenever you start. There is a concept that's passed nisht. I'm a Yid. We are B'nai Torah. We are Yeshiva Lat. We daven in the Besmedrish. We go to Shirim. We have Mechitzas by our Simchas. As is the Kedisha. Whatever that as is the Kedisha is. No, if I have to tell somebody, Rabbi Yid, Matun Shred in the Besmedrish, I'm not saying you should carry it in the Besmedrish. Shame, you should go over to him quietly. Baruch Moshe, Matun Shred in the Besmedrish. There should be an as is the Kedisha. No, I am not embarrassed to build a Sikkah. I'm a Yid, ich boa sikkah. The Eibishter gave me a tzivi to boa sikkah. My neighbor doesn't like it. Tough luck on him. The Eibishter told me to build a sikkah. I'm not saying yizgura be'imis. It's a very fine line. I'm not saying they start up with Vinny and next door neighbor tzalochis. But there is an azaz de kedisha. You go on vacation? Yeah, I'm not hiding the fact that I'm a Yid. Unless you go advice to the countries, France, Akadoyma, where it's dangerous. I'm a Yid. This is what I am. If the guy could walk around, if he could march in Manhattan in his parades, however he wants, I could walk around with my Buddha pie. Makes absolutely no nafkamina. Makes absolutely no nafkamina. I remember after my chasana honeymoon, we went to California. So we ended up, I was going to go to Oakland for Shabbos. They told me, a chavamana told me that in Oakland there is a kehillah. In Oakland, and it became closer to Shabbos before the days of Waze and WhatsApp and Google and texting. You had the map and you had the AAA book, and I was figuring out if she finish. I couldn't find it. So it's 2 hours before this man. I tell my wife, I said, okay, this is it. This is where I stop. We're checking into a motel. It was July 4th weekend. It was a hot San Francisco summer. And I check in. I found, I didn't, no reservations, nothing. You know, I needed an efficiency. I need a place that had a stove and a fridge. It's a Shabbos. You can't just go in. You can't just like check into a place. So finally, I find the place. I rent, we go in. My wife, and I said, you know, we weren't planning on cooking food because we were going to go tip us to the seed. Gotta cook. So I ran out to buy a pot. So I went to the San Francisco Bay. I remember I was playing with Menit and Fah Shabbos, and by mistake I ended up on the bridge on the Golden Gate. This is how I'm that. A long story short, how long could you be cooped up in the room? Fratik Tznach, Chagazin Kabula Shabbos. I was there one alone. Then I told my wife Shabbos, we're going for a walk. Kik Tzimachu, you know, Sheikh and Zakim. I said, I am going for a walk in San Francisco. I can do whatever I want. I said, if I can do anything, whatever I want, it's in San Francisco. So I walked around. You know what? Nobody even looked at me. Nobody even, but that's Azaz the Kedisha. Really, it's Azaz the Kedisha. Ich fafen kun, you know. There's a famous story with Satmar Zachon Levruch when he came to America. He had a gabar of Yosel Ashkenazi. And he was once walking in the gas in Eshte Yurin in Chvais 48, 49. Rabbi Yosel wasn't wearing a strama, was wearing a hat. And Satmar was wearing a strama. They begged him, don't wear a strama. Lachangaz was failed as the rose. And a minute, somebody goes by and says, ha! There they go, these chevre. Who invited you to America? So Rabbi Yosel drives to Chrim to Sat Maruf. He says, Rebbe, I begged you not to wear a shtramel. He says, he's not yelling at me, he's yelling at you. Shame on you for not wearing a shtramel. There is a thing that's called Azaz de Kedisha. But that's something that you have to instill in your kinder. That's something that you have to instill in your kinder. And that is the first thing. We should be proud. We should be proud of our heritage. We should be proud. Yes, I walk with the Esrig and Lilav and Gas, and I do whatever it should be. You know, we're funny people. Yes, we turn chickens and we wear it's. But that is really all these things. You could peel away all these things from Yiddishkeit and still be a Shomer Torah mitzvahs. But it's these things that add the geschmack. It's these things that add the flavor. It's these things that are giving us the koyach to instill in our doiris. Do you know what the Avodah Zurah of Baal Poir was? It's a mukum kudish I'm not going to describe, but I'm sure everybody knows what the Avodah Zurah of Baal Poir, because when we were kids in yeshiva, that's the rasha that we made sure of him as nuchzekik was the mefarshim zugim when the Rebbe skipped it. So we all know what Avodah Zurah of Baal Poir is. The kasha is, if you think about it, how meshigah could someone be that he could do what he did? What's Bamas Pshat? You know, as intellectuals, they weren't in Gansan stupid. What's the Avodah Zurah of Baal Poir? So I heard from Reb Chaim Kaufman from Gateshead. He said, Amuridik Pshat. He says that Avodah Zurah of Baal Poir was to drop all your gods. Do whatever you want. Faf Yed Nainamun. I'm going to let you stoop to the lowest madrige to do that in public on the street, then everything else is secondary. Then you marry who you want. Everything else is shenishkanaf gemina, because once you stoop so low, it's shen alas ishkanaf gemina. That is what we are dealing with today. We are dealing with a dor that has zero bisha. There's no concept of bisha. The only way to fight that back is Aziz the Kedisha. The Sfas Emezuk, the Heilige Sfas Emez, he says, Bini Shnois Doi V'Doi, Shal Avicha V'Yagaitchu. So he says, Bini Shnois Pushup Shat is, understand the Hishtal Shlis, the history of Klal Yisrael. He says, Bini Shnois Doi V'Doi. You have to understand the changes of each door. And you can't be mechanach your child the way your father was mechanach you. So you're going to tell me, besides, this is treif, chudashusim and atoyre. So this fasemus, shal levicha v'yagaitcho, ask your father, zikanecha v'yoyim rilach. Did he raise you the way his father raised him? The answer is definitely no. So you have to change, change with the times, you have to get with the program, you have to know what's out there, and you have to know what we're dealing with. And you have to ma'oivek techakmaini, and that is how mashtelt avek a yiddish ashtib. Easier said than done, because from Eshtem Belzeruv there's a word, l'mantasaper bozne binchu ben binchu, eis ashe hisalalti b'mitzrayim v'yedatem kani Hashem. So yes, v'yedatem, v'yodi, they should know. He says, no, first you have to believe. We have to first believe. We really have to believe that we are the Shifra, we are the chosen ones, we are the lucky ones. I am stolz to be a Yid, I'm stolz to wear tzitzis, I'm stolz to go to shiel. I really believe in it. I'm not doing it because, you know, this is how the system is, and if I don't do it, you know, what am I going to do with my kids? I don't have to tell you how many yingalat and Allah cries in the shkenaf and where they are. They're just in the closet, we know what they are. So from Vikimtus, there's a vote from Rav Schwab Zechron Lebruch that he brings from Shamshon and Ful Hirsch. If you wouldn't say this, I would never have the chitzpah and the azas to say this. Rav Shamshon and Ful Hirsch says that where did Yitzchak go wrong with Isaac? Ezuk the Salatoyra, and he says it in the Haggudah. He says that Yitzchak put Isaac in the same yeshiva system as he put Yankov. Had he understood that Yitzchak needs a different system? Yitzchak is not cut out to be a ben Torah, to be in Koil for 25 years. Yitzchak should go to Chayde. Yitzchak should go whatever they had in Mesifte, or the Yad, the Nine. Put him to work. Zalazan and Elcha Balbus. He tried to push them all into the same mold. That's what he says. So my limit on this is that Yitzchak did this for us as a lesson, Mas over Simalabunim, to teach us. But Rabbi Yisrael, if we don't believe, then the game's over. If a Tata and a Mama doesn't believe, if they don't really believe, I believe the Sibba they don't believe is because of this Shamshir Ful Hirsch. Somewhere down the line, they were put into a system where they don't belong. But what you have to do is, you have to find yourself. You have to find, I mentioned Avzach Treffen. But if you believe, then you could instill it in your kids. Kids, Mekeneshnarakin, the adults have this concept of gray area. You go to an accountant, there's a gray area. In Chinuch, there's no gray area. It's either black or white. The only way to get to it is if you really, really believe. So Reish is called off Magleibin, and we have to believe that we have a Shlichis. We have to believe that our Shlichis, that the Meshalayach was Kitshabrichi, and what did he do? He gave us the ability, my son, my daughter picked me because they know I could do it, and I'm going to do it. But Tachlis, how do I do it? I don't know wifel tzat we're going to have tonight. I have A, B, C, D, E, F. So I'll go as far. That's what I got in my report. Got the F's I stopped. I never saw more than an F on a report. I want to ask you a question. Shame to English. Question answers have no issue. Do you hug your kids? Do you speak to your child? Do you tell your kids, I love you? Do you do it? You don't have to answer. Fair English. Do you do it? Esther Machfregen, Favus failed to sauce. Why do all three fail? I'm sitting with a chusin a few weeks ago. A few months ago already, and I was talking to him. You know, then you come to the chaylik that there's a wife, and you have to hug and kiss a wife. It's a duvah shebekdisha. I go through koydim the yisoy the sals duvah shebekdisha. Then I explain it why, and I bring them the medrushim and meforshim in Megillas Ris, where you have an interesting just mamish. I'll touch on it Amishof and Schmitz-Gubel, you have that Nomi and Rissa and Orpah went, and when they told them goodbye, Nomi kissed Rissa and Orpah, and then you find that Orpah said, goodbye, I'm not going with you. She kissed her back, and Rissa didn't kiss her back. So Orpah got a kiss, gave back a kiss. Rissa got a kiss, didn't give back a kiss. What's pshat is that when Nomi kissed them, she instilled in them her penilius. Manda nufach medalaika nufach. The Eibeshev ayifach ba'apa frenish masri yachayim. We kiss a sefer Torah. We kiss Elohim. We want to connect our neshuma. Orpah said, ich dafas, and she kissed her back. Now we understand why Yankov kissed Ruchel. Lemaisa, putting all the heilige zachen aside, this bucher tells me, I'm sitting with the chus, and I tell him, he says, Rebbe, I was sitting in my dear in Eretz Yisrael, and when I walk in one day, my chav is on the phone, he's on the phone, 20 minutes, 45 minutes. When does a boy talk 45 minutes? He hangs up. I tell him, Shmuley, who are you talking to? He says, I was talking to my father. He says, that was the first time I saw the concept a child could talk to a father for 45 minutes. This bucher is walking down the aisle in 2 weeks, yeah? This was before Chasana. When we got into this conversation, his father never hugged him. And that wasn't the first chus and masat asmugizuk. I never got a hug and a kiss from my father. They never showed me the affection. Now, if that happened to us, okay. It shouldn't have been that way, but we have to correct that. You have to hug a child. You have to speak to a child. You have to listen to a child. You have to befriend a child, not be your child's friend. That was the hippies in the 60s, the father and child are the same. Nishdus. But you have to befriend your child. In a certain way, you have to be your child's best friend that he should want to and feel comfortable to tell you any secret and anything that's going on in life. Esther Mechfregen Favos. Esther Mechfregen, why is it important? I'll give you a mushul. Leilani. A person ends up in an ICU. They find a hole in his heart. Yeah, doctor, yeah, it was geschehen. Find a hole in the heart. You have to close it up. When a child has a hole in his heart, when a boy or a girl has an issue in their teenage years, they basically have a hole in their heart. That hole has to be closed up. That hole has to be sewn up. That hole has to be sealed. The only way you can seal that hole is with true love. But that has to be there from before. You can't start then. There has to be enough ahava in your savings account that you should be able to reach into it and take out 20, 30, 40% of your account and plug that hole. Because loyalini, if not, they are going to find pleasures to plug that hole. The Maral says that an neshama kinfen oylem hatanigim lehisanek besanigim zink meshabes. He says an neshama is created a kimtrub of deim veld. All of us, each and every one of us, want tanigim. We like the better things in life. We like the finer things in life. We like the better enjoyments. He says, you know why? Because that's where the neshama comes. If you are not going to get tanig rochni, you are going to get tanig. It's going to be from somewhere else. A child that does not get love, a child that does not get ahava, that child, ven sekint deim zman, is now, Kodenkol, you know, that's how the Eibishter talks to us. I have to yeschem amar Hashem. The Nuvi tells us, you know, I always say this. You see the bumper stickers, you know, blank loves you. We don't have, yeah, but that's the bumper stick. But that's really what they sell you. He loves you. So Sheikh Avachuz, if the Eibishter loves us, we should have bumper stickers, and every now and then the crown, I'd see them, Hashem loves you. But Be'emus, we have to understand, Haboy Chabami Yisrael Be'ahava. The Vurachas Amma Yisrael Be'ahava. Everything is Be'ahava. It's not like that. It's a past step, isn't it? No. It's. Yes. You hug your child. You. I love you, Zizkite. How are you doing today? I texted my daughter that she's married a year, so she sent me a text this morning. Thanks, I brought something up. So I texted her back. I said, I love you. And then I was thinking, what do I write about Moshe? If I'm going to write, I love Moshe, then. I said, and I like Moshe, that's her husband. You know, I'll be able to say I love you. Otherwise, if I would have said I love Moshe, then really, it's not true. I don't know him yet. He's Sachakon Ay the Mayutzat. I went next through a 9 or 10 out of the month. So could I say I love him? But the emes is a half the es chemumer Hashem. Shir Shirim Yishikainim in the Shikas Peak. No wish. Shlomo Melech has no wish. And in writing, Givisa Lashoin is how Kol Yisrael gets Shabrichi. The next reason is statistically. Read statistically, yes. Statistically, the child that's hugged and kissed the first 3 months of the first 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is, they have tests on this. Statistics out there. They've taken babies, put them into places where nobody had interaction with them. They grew up to be disgruntled postal workers. This is a yedidic fact. So this is really why we have to do it. And if Chazal say la'olam yagdem udem tefillah leperunius, this is number one. You really have to find, yes, teenagers grump and teenagers grumble. How was your day? Come over. I don't need to pass manish. But really, that's an exterior. It's not true. They really need it. You don't hear from them. They make a mess. They're annoying. They're hands full. I'm talking the best of them. They're really, it's an awkward stage of their life. The real test of love towards our children is how to deal with them, not when the going is easy, but when you are faced with situations. That's really when you see it. And there are always situations coming up when you want to throw them out of the window. And, you know, there are the tests out there. And as I said, more than anything else, it's in the time of trouble that they need you, and whatever the trouble should be. The Rebbe Shlomo Masselzahn, but an ounce of prevention, and it's a very healthy and safe and good safety zone. Do the same thing to your wife, which I hope you do. It says Gilah for Shulam Bayis. But Lamasa, especially with your kids, hug and sit with them and talk to them and make them feel privileged. Spend some time with you once a week. This is your time. I'm Taka Fayuk. It doesn't have to be much. You should have some keisha with you, something one-on-one, not with the whole mishpucha. This is my time with Tati. This is my time with Mommy. To see that you really care for them. I've said this once when I spoke. I said, one of my daughters, after the chasana yesterday, I said, "No, tell me, what do you remember? Give me a geshmaka moment." She's thinking, "Oh, I remember in sixth grade, I had an appointment in Manhattan, so I took her out of school. I went with her to South Street Seaport. Sitting there, I'm listening, paid medical for you for 20 years. Put you through school, put you through Bas Yaakov, put you through seminary, put you through Vimazukdol, all the college courses, your clothing, your camps. Kunish, can't school. It's one time I took you out of school. It's because that was her. That wasn't what I do for everyone. Yeah, that's what a father's supposed to do. Pay tuition, wash laundry, prepare supper, take me to camp, pick me up, I need this. Tachlis Greta has to be a zach that a child feels that he's connected with his father. B is responsibility. I imagine most of us have made bar mitzvahs or on about that stage or past that stage. If I were to ask you, not now in this setting, and now about the Grosser Kins, you're going to think, what do I answer him? But if I were to ask you, like, what's the most important thing by the bar mitzvah? So somebody will say, tefillin line at zugen, I have to find the hall, the caterer, my wife has to find dresses. And they all might be true. The theme, what's the color going to be? I think the most important thing by the bar mitzvah is shepetrani me'onshe shalzeh. Shteitzach, that's the most important thing. But you can't share responsibilities. Others is dance, others is ants. Responsibility is not something that can be shared. If we are in business together, we're partners. But even in business, we each have our responsibilities. What I do, what my partner does. At home, there's a responsibility what the husband does, there's a responsibility what the wife does. A buchaved bar mitzvah, the first thing is shepetrani mi onshe shelzeh. I am not responsible for you anymore. Now, most of the time, a 13-year-old is like a little yingler. He does. It flies over his head. Mask him. It flies over his head. But if you could keep this in mind for a little bit later in life, and can you keep this in mind, and you could sit down with your child, No, my tata zechon levrucha fleig zogen as kinder darf man lozen wachsen wie de wilde grus. Just you know, it's called healthy neglect. There's a thing that's called healthy neglect. You can't stand over them. You have to sit down with them and outline his or her responsibilities, and then you walk away. You know, bedtime is 9 o'clock or bedtime is 10 o'clock. Whatever the zachen. This is you know, you have homework twice a week. You have to do, this is your job that you have to do in the house. Now you need az and a nerven for them. Rabbi Yisai, this is not easy. This is really, they are going to schlep arose the dama tamsas from you. But you got to, you know, bite your lower lip. And if you see them not going to sleep on time, one night, two nights, three nights, just let it. They will end up waking up late. They will end up not doing their homework. They will end up looking for some, I need my loose sleep, I need my... Well, where'd you leave your briefcase or whatever you came? I don't know. I left it somewhere. Well, I can't help you. I'd love to drive you. I have an appointment somewhere. I wish I could help you find your things. They have to stub their own toe. You cannot bail them out. Loyalini, somebody is a gambler. Loyalini, somebody is a sickness and bounces checks. Could you bail him out? You can't bail him out. He has to really... Lie the hit rock bottom. Hope there are pieces to pick up. Otherwise, it's meaningless. He's going back to his derech tomorrow. This responsibility starts from kindvasos, from when. And this responsibility, there are certain things 12-year-olds could be responsible for. Your rollerblades, they stole them. I feel terrible. Mama, I need a new pair of rollerblades, please. You know, they're going to nudge you. They're going to hound you. They're going to drive. The easiest thing here, take $30, go buy whatever it costs. But the right answer is, okay, you know what? Maybe Chanukah, or maybe Pesach, Afikoyim, Chanukah present. You should have put your rollerblades away. You know, how many times could I put your rollerblades or your bike away was stolen? Now, that is responsibility. And most of the time, it's easier for us to get an excuse for whatever they were supposed to do, to drive them to school, to help them find their thing in the morning, or to cover up for them, just because it's easier. We are living a meshugana life. The pressures, the responsibilities that we have, and some of us are the sandwich generation, but the kingdom and the elternet, it's not easy. It's be'emes. The easiest thing is, do whatever you want, just go. But if we really want to do a toiva for our kinder, is responsibility. Because you cannot have two people being responsible for that one object. There should be things in the house designated that somebody does. Whatever it is, whatever that zach, this is your job that you do. This is, they all have to chip in. They all have to pitch in. This is do. You know, tati, mommy are not the two batteries and a remote. You push it. This is tati. This is mommy. Get me whatever you want. You know. There is whatever, in every family, do whatever it is. Put away laundry, put away this. But whatever you do, it can't be done with a meanness, with a broigus. It could just have to do it with benachas. I tell the Rebbe in Yeshiva, I tell them, do not let this bucha get away with it. No way, let him retake the bechina. So he got a 45. So now what? Yeah, 45. If he has to retake the bechina 2 weeks in a row, you know what? He's not going to get a 45 the third week. Don't let him into shir. Let him stand in the hallway. I'm an easygoing person. Those that know me, I'm a really easygoing person. But at a certain point, you have to be able to draw the line and say, look, there is an achrayus, there isn't. Control and self-esteem. That's the next sach. Control and self-esteem. You can't control your spouse, which I'm sure you figured out. You can't control your children. You can't control your talmidim. You might be able to intimidate them for a short period of time, but you really can't control them. It's just doesn't work. That when if you think the knee-jerk reaction is to say, yeah, I could control them, just try it. And they start arguing with you. It's the same argument as yesterday, just different. It's just a different flavor tonight. Don't even try. What you can do is trust, build trust. You don't have an agenda when you ask them to do something. The agenda is nisht sotnishmet mirzatin. It's not because it doesn't sit well with me, or Zaidi is going to be upset, or what Bobby's going to do, you let him do that, has nothing to do. Has to do, is this something that is good for you? Is this something that makes sense? And for each child, it's a different halacha. You see these fingers, when they're folded, they're all the same. You open different heights. No two kids are alike. In a family, and there's nothing wrong with explaining to your child. Rav Hutner used to say, "Oipsefelten havunes vasefelten hasbura." You could explain children. You know, Moishi is not the same as Suri. You know, I cut you some slack here, but he's never going to remember that. But you have to say it, because deep down, if he hears that often enough, and if he sees that you are sincere, and you trust him, yes, avada. You should discuss. Avada, you should suggest. I'm not telling you to let them run wild. Children, al pi rov, children who have to follow orders constantly never have the ability to make a choice decision. Now, I'm not saying that you could give them the choice. These guys, you want to go to yeshiva today or not? But when it does come up to things, whatever it should be, clothing, camp, things where really it doesn't make a major nafkamin, it might cost you a few dollars more or less. And you sit down with them and you tell them, look, let's take out a piece of paper. Let's do pros and cons. And you can tell them what you think. Tell them, Tati, Mami, look, if it's something that's detrimental to them, Avada, you tell them, look, I can't let you do it. But it really has to be detrimental. It really has to be detrimental. Hente, Yiddishkeit or the Faker. Otherwise, the Emes, who really cares? A controlling person is somebody that has low self-esteem. Because if you have a healthy self-esteem, it's got Nichon, figures into the height. If you could bring them into the equation of deciding on things, having a family meeting, talking about it. You know what that does? Wow. Ich bin a Balduwe. You know, my opinion counts. I'm someone. You know what that does to him? That boosts his self-esteem to the nth degree. No one is going to give our children self-esteem besides the parents. Everyone else is going to knock it. It's a cruel and vicious world out there. From his friends in yeshiva, her friends in school, to the guy in the store that's going to yell at her, everybody's going to knock it. The only ones that could build a child's self-esteem is the parents. So if you could involve them, and you could allow them to make judgments, sometimes they will stub their toe, make a bad judgment. Okay? See, Scott, you pick this camp. You remember we were talking about it before the summer? I'm miserable, Dad. Take me home. I hate this. I hate this yeshiva. This suit, this hat. Remember you picked it? Okay, next year, you know, just keep on reminding him. This was his decision. And azoy lernt man zech. And that is the way a child, that's how you nurture him into adulthood, into being responsible, into knowing that there are things out there that you know, doesn't always have to be this way. And, you know, it's easier said than done, even when you have to say no. And you just don't want to get into a sikhsikh with them. We'll talk about it later. I just can't. I let's discuss it later. Remind me later, I'll talk about it. So you're not shoving it down his or her throat. The only thing that you can control, Yidden, the only thing that you can control most of the time is your behavior. That's about it that you can control. Chitz mezeh, you can't control. I think I'm stopping here. Where's Rav Avrami? Should I stop? Continue?
Nobody's leaving.
Well, I'm not telling you where I'm up to. It's almost red. Okay, let's talk about the do's and the don'ts. Let's talk about seven do's and seven don'ts. Tachlis. Vuzalachtin, vuzalachnishtin. Don't criticize. Don't blame. Don't complain. Don't be a nag. Don't threaten. Don't punish. And don't reward for control. If you do this, you know what I'll give you? That's like a Yiddish Azach. That's what the Papas used to do with us. Yankla, sorry, I'm begging you do it. You know what, Sidey Papa, going to give you? Going to give you? It doesn't work. It does not work. Criticizing doesn't work because, look, I speak for myself. I don't like being criticized. But if the person sits down and tells me, look, can we talk about something and constructive criticism, mask him. But that's some criticizing. And when I was writing this up today, I was thinking, a thought ran through my mind. I said, you know, this is Azoyemus. I have two Bukhram now at home. My wife's in the country. You can only imagine what the house looks like. I'm a finnick. I can't begin. And they really try. They just don't get it. They don't get it. You know, so I go up to the mountains. I tell them, you know, I just ran away from the house. I come up. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the last few days, with a smile. Believe me, I told him, Chaver, come on. I was nigged, come on. I criticized them, and I complained to them, and I nigged them. I didn't threaten them. I didn't punish them. I didn't reward them for control. But Lamas, I said, this is not going to work. It's just not going to work. You know, guess what? All the laundry was done today and folded. It worked. The other way worked. I was neshtoymim. I called up my son. I said, you get the award. I've never seen that. You know, piles of laundry in the basement. All the, it was interesting. What you can do is you can be caring. Caring, sincere caring. Trusting. Listening. Listen. It's very hard. We don't have patience to listen. Most of us don't have patience to listen. You know, I get it. You know, we don't. I'm ADD. I was ADD in yeshiva. In Chizuk Almul, Baruch Hashem, they did not have all these shaymes hanaduf from what they had today. ADD, ADHD, everything. Because then I would have been labeled and who knows what. It is, ich dank dem Beshefer, jeden tug that I'm ADD. I think for me, it's the best thing. It's the best thing. I finish one thing, I start the next. I start 14 projects in Matit, ich kim in Achgai. But Lamasa, if you think about it, if we can be caring and understand that whatever handicap that child has, whatever he has, the Eibishter gave it to him because there is somewhere down the line that is going to look. But there's somewhere down the line that he's going to be able to make use of it, or he'll understand another person, or he'll be able to help someone who's running Leider, all these organizations, RCCS, but if we could think of it of that, then we look at kids and teenagers on a different oifen, trusting. They have to know that they could really trust us, and we have no agenda. Our agenda is their safety, their well-being, their love, and their caring. Listening, supporting Redach Nisht. I'm talking, support them. You know that also in due time. We'll talk about that another time, about finances. But supporting, you know, supporting the decision, supporting what they do, supporting. You know, I would talk about supporting kids, but there are things being recorded. I would talk about my own kids. I can't have it on record. But talk about supporting. Yes, you know, it's. I could tell you. I would tell it to you. But M is just to enlighten you besides supporting. You know, you support their decisions. You support what they do, and they have to stub their toe. They have to learn. It doesn't. You can't ram it down their throat. Negotiating with them, yes, that we know that they're great at, but you negotiate. There is negotiation tactics with a kid. My English every night. Okay, I don't know. He hasn't caught on to it. Aaron Tzvi, was noch 5 minutes? Ja, Tati. No problem, another 5 minutes. This is going on for the last 2 years. Hasn't he caught on the spiel? Evidently not. It's a negotiation tactic. It works. It works in business. You want, what do you want? You want to buy some 14,362. Okay, you know what? Break it up in two checks. Give it to me over a year. The guy's giving. You negotiated with him. He feels he was validated. You listened to him. You understood him. And hast ihn verstanden, and you moved on. Befriending him, as we spoke about before. And encouraging them. We are the ones that have to encourage our children. The boy said, don't wait for trouble. Do it when they are young. All these things. I'm going to stop here because I could go on and on and on. In conclusion, what I want to tell you is as follows. That if the foundation is good, if the home is healthy, if a child is loved in all matzuvim, chances are very, very good for them to end up good. They might be on a roller coaster for a year or two. They might give you. I interviewed a Rebbe yesterday. The guy looks like a crackerjack, really mamashah, brand fire. So I said, okay, where do you go to yeshiva? He said, okay, I won't hold it against you. So he says, up to fifth grade, I was in this yeshiva. And then I went out of town. I said, out of town, a fifth grade? Yeah, I didn't really learn. I didn't learn up to, he says, like up to ninth grade. And ninth grade, my father had protectia, my father, whatever, and he put me into Peekskill. He says, and Lamaisa, he says, I steig those. You know, I could imagine that it was very, very hard for his parents, but they did the right thing. He said he went to yeshiva, he did woodworking. He said, I built shtenders, I built sikkes, I washed mikveh towels, I sold kapuras. He told me, a sixth grader. Could you imagine? You know, we would have gotten this and, you know, gaitzrik. It doesn't work. Avraham Avinu negotiated with the Eibishter for Zdoim. Eli, yes, Eli. It came Arba Mayashuna in the Yosei. He didn't negotiate. Why not? Why didn't he turn around to Abishafa? What do you want from the Kindalach? Because we have to go through Gulas in order to get to Geila. In order to get to that Animama Bamina Shlaima, it's like a diamond that you have to polish. Avraham Avinu understood our hardships. And Avraham Avinu understood that there's no other way. So raising children is challenging, but it can be very enjoying, and it is very, very rewarding. It's a very rewarding zach. I'll end off with a story. Amas is always good to end off. He told me that Panovich Ruv Zachar and Lavrucha was coming to America years ago, 50 years ago, by plane. And he was sitting on the seat. And the mitten of the seat, those doors, he said, Beshefa, Vusadzan. Vusadzan. So the E turns around to him and says, Rebbe, what's bothering you? He says, eh. So the E pushed him, Rebbe, Efshadach. So he says, let me tell you what's going through my mind. What's going through my mind is that I'll give you a mushal. He says, let me tell you a story. There was a yid that lived in a shtetl, and he was from the Shiva Tiva Huya. He was the Rosh Hakul, and he ran the gemach, he ran the local school, he took care of the shechita, he made sure that the roof's wages are paid, he had a business, and he had velder and felder, and he went for his physical 1 year, and the doctor tells him, Reb Yid, Reburich, you are going to keel over. You need R&R for a few months. He says, Doc, R&R for a few months? It's impossible. You know what I have on my list every day. You know what pops up every morning, what I have to do? So he says, look, you have two choices. Keep on going, and in 6 months you are not here. So he says, so he says, if you allow me, I will set you up that things should fall into place. He says, mask him. He says, call all your kids, your married kids. I demand children. They all come. And the doctor tells them, value your shver's life, your father's life? They will say, Avadiya. He said, listen, you take care of the gimel's chasudim, you take care of the roof salary, you take care of the shchit, you take care of the school, you take care of the business, the millwork, the farm. 6 months. Mask him. He sent him away off dacha on vacation. He comes back 6 months later, he gives him a clean bill of health. He says, Chevre, you're off the hook. Papa, all business is back. He says, the Eibishter smacked up Klal Yisroel on Chorben B'Samegdish. By Chorben Hitler. He smacked us up. Killed 9 million. But the rest, we only talk about the 6 million or the 9 million. The rest were also damaged. Anybody that grew up with parents or grandparents that were from Lagaros knows good and well. These were damaged people. My Zaydis Chorben B'Cha told me he walked into Satmaruv once. Dr. Diamond, the obstetrician, was there. And he heard Dr. Diamond telling Satmaruv, Rebbe Lefiani is dati, not one girl that came out of the camps is allowed to become pregnant. They're all unhealthy. And he says, Satmaruv was sitting there and he was like, white. Dr. Diamond was a Yura Vashulam. You're not talking about a doctor, Vimezukta, Vizgleitnisht in God. And as Aida said, he says, you know, I was in Gemanach, I'm hungry for some Rebbe. I said, Rebbe, don't worry. The Eibishter is sending Malach Raful for this generation. He's taking care of it. Samaruf says, yeah, doctor. So Panovich Ruf tells this Yid, Daibishte, Imezuk, beat up on Klal Yisrael. So for the first generation, he's telling Klal Yisrael, you do nothing. Go to America, go to Yisrael, multiply open businesses. Our parents were Matzli, Chitzader, Chatev, Greeners, Amgunj, Ken. They had a Ruach Galeb, they raised families. The issues were much less. He said, I'm worried for the day when the Daibishte says, okay, Klal Yisrael, Ishtar, Genik. Now it's your turn to take over the reins and raise Yiddish Adoyris. We're living in this tkifa. The only thing that's going to really help us is our capital tilim. The only thing is going to help us Bashman Esra to stop Atu Chaynan. Bashefa, I need to deal with Mindy. I need to deal with Chaim. I need help. Give me the right intuition. And I really have an issue. How do I deal with her? She's hands full. And try to listen. When there is something there, there's something underlying. When there's a rattling, there's something underlying. Vos badetze. The guy get to the bottom was about it. Taibishta should help. We should have siyata deshmai. We should be zoicha to raise erlich yiddish adoyris. And we should be able to sit back with our retirement and pension in Florida, and they should come visit us, and we say, wow, I really think I did a good job.